100 Harvests and Counting by Dr. Eric Plasker. Earl Mallinger has been involved in harvests since the age of 3 or 4. That puts him at 100 harvests and counting. Earl is 105 and still farming sugar beets in Oslo, Minnesota. By the way, he's also Oslo's oldest and longest resident. Earl was born in 1917. That was the same year his father, an immigrant from Luxembourg, sold a butcher shop he had started in town and moved his family to a farm in rural Oslo. Earl claims that his father took one look at him when he was born and said that he was going to be a farmer. Glad his dad said that to him, Earl said he has always known that he wanted to be a farmer. He's always enjoyed farming. Officially, Earl didn't begin farming with his dad until after his 8th grade graduation. In addition to his love of farming and knowledge of all things having to do with sugar beets, Earl has an amazing memory for people, dates, and events throughout his life and career. He's appreciated as a local historian and for being a good boss and teacher, having close relationships with everyone who worked the farm with him. Today, Earl is still having too much fun to consider quitting. He hires others to do the work on his 1,000-acre farm, but still makes all the decisions. His neighbor and friend helps by driving him around the farm so he can do what he loves to do. Twice a widower, Earl's family includes 60 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, his 3 daughters, and his sister, Ina, who is 101. He considers it a blessing to have so many people show up at Thanksgiving that he has to rent the local hall. There is certainly something to be said for working and living close to the land. However, there is more involved in Earl's 100-year lifestyle. He's been passionate about his work, always had a purpose in life, taking care of his health, and had and still has many close relationships. He's been living 100+ at 100% for 105 years, or 100 harvests, and counting. Earl is the epitome of healthy longevity. He's truly an amazing man.